Busy today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Before we get started, Bob, I understand Stockman's has a booth at the farm show that everybody needs to visit this weekend.
Yes, ma'am, we do. We're set up out there. I think Greg and him got set up yesterday, and everybody's going to kind of rotate through the weekend, so you'll get to meet everybody and just stop by and say hello, and we'll give you our opinions, or at least we'll visit with you for sure. Might have a cap or two if you want to pick up a cap.
Okay. Well, Bob, what happened this week at Stockman's?
Oh, Casey, we started out Monday with light runs, and I think we're going to see light runs until here probably 2 weeks away. I'm talking around a lot of people, and this wheat's starting to join out. And if we get any of this, if we get back to 80 degree weather with this 30 mile an hour wind, this wheat, this graze out wheat's going to be done. So we're going to start seeing cattle move possibly a little early. I mean, we got to get some rain. Everybody's starting to, in Western Oklahoma, everybody's starting to talk about pond water again. But anyway, back to the cattle deal. We had a light run Monday. Part of that was, you know, weather, and part of it was holidays and all that. But we had a light run. Market started out fully steady and stayed that way through our sale. I mean, basically, and then I don't know what time it hit because I'd quit looking at the CME, but it finally took a nosediver. And it's all, based off this dairy avian flu deal. And then some employee caught it. And guys, all of us know it's not in our product. It's not in the milk. But the general perception is it can be a problem in domestically, you know, in human beings. It can be transmitted from human to human. And whether that's all facts or not, that's what's in the news. And our business is based off of news or rumors, whatever you want to talk about it. In general, that's what I think broke the market in general. You know we got less cattle, and as cattle producers, from the feeder cattle backwards to the stock operator to the cow calf man, we know we got less cattle in Oklahoma. But something that's been told to me for at least the last 10 years, and I don't wrap my mind around it, we don't have to have more beef to have more cattle. We have increased these genetics so much since 1990. We went from an 800-pound carcass to a 900-pound carcass today. And based off our kills and the way these cattle yield today, that equates to an extra 65,000 kill cattle a week over that time period. So, you know, demand has still been, demand is our basic end results right now. And not that I'm up on everything, but I got one or two people I talk to, and they don't talk to cattle people. They talk to restaurant people, and they talk to grocery store people that in the big corporate part. And they said they've seen the back off of every economic breakdown from people income levels, the back off of beef to pork and chicken. Well, that's the end results. And I keep hearing on all the cattle people, demand is great. Well, I mean, demand is great within us, but we got to get all the cattle people is not the only people that eat beef. It's people outside of us. So we got to take that into consideration.
I was just going to say, you always are telling me, unless we have a black swan event, got to watch for the black swan events. And well, I feel like we may have had one of those last week.
We're in the middle of one, and I don't know if it's over. I don't know if it's, you know, preconceived. I need to be getting paid by the government for promoting the LRP, but you can still lock in margins at work. If you've got grass, you've got water, you've got forage, I mean, you raise your own grain or whatever, there is still margins that can be locked in, and you can stay producing and doing what you do best, whether it's, I mean, in the cattle business. Calves did not back off. I noticed our market report quoted calves $20 lower. Well, I mean, we had more ones and twos than we did fives and 20s. So yes, people aren't giving as much for the ones and twos or they are the bigger drafts, but it would have been fully steady on the quality, on basically if you quoted quality to quality and numbers to numbers. But the feeder market was cheaper, and you can quote it from 10 to 15 cheaper. I know Wednesday on our video sale, we PO'd 60% of the cattle. And I understand people were not ready to take the prices that were offered to them. But I also know the people that was offering the prices were some of our bigger independent feed yards, not corporate yards, independent feed yards. They were willing to give it for the cattle. and they're still leading in the price. The price is just $10 to $12 cheaper than it was a week ago. So, until the general public wraps their mind around it, this is the market. Of course, we're all hoping and wishing Monday will come back. All these rumors will be absorbed and we'll move on as normal. But then something else we got to factor in. This is April and May. We don't have to have more cattle out there, but everything we've got coming off wheat is probably going to come 2 weeks early. And that's talking to people that's got cattle on wheat. I'm not a farmer. I mean, I got farmers in the family that are big farmers, and I'm talking to them, and they say this stuff's starting to join out. Well, when this wheat starts joining out, I mean, cattle quit gaining. You can have it out there, but they're not gaining like they used to be. So I think we're going to see cattle move. What is out there is big. All that's out there is going to move within a 2 week period. Your feed yards are feeding cattle longer, so they don't have the openings or the empty pens available to just take all these cattle that's going to come off in the next 14 to 30 days. And so, I mean, we're going to create a log jam. And it's like an old man, Frank Kite, told me 30 years ago, Bobby, the May rut is 2 miles deep and 10 miles wide. He said it happens every year at the end of April, 1st of May. It's nothing new when we forget it every year. So I'm not negative. I'm not a pessimist about the market at all, but we still got ways to lock in our margins. So keep producing.
Well, folks want to visit with you at the farm show, or if they just want to give you a call, how do they get in touch with you guys?
Well, go by our booth there at the farm show. There'll be a couple of us there, different ones throughout this weekend. And then, like I said, give us a call, 1-800-926-9696. Clay LeBay, Kelly Allsbrook, Greg Griffith, Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, or myself. We'd be more than glad to talk to you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Casey.